played in London with San Diego.
Right.
What was that experience like? I don't think you guys won the game, but what was the experience like going over there, you know, kind of the upheaval of the middle of the season?
Yeah, it was great. You know, we went out there for a whole week. We played in Buffalo first and then flew out straight out there. But it was great. It was a great experience. You know, obviously I'd never been there before, so to see London, just the whole overall experience was amazing. You know, playing that stadium and, you know, some of the people had all different jerseys on and stuff. I think they were cheering more when the guys kicked the field goal than when a regular play went on. But it was fun. It was a good time.
For you and the dozen or so other guys who played in the game, either with the Patriots or another team, mm-hmm. Are there elements of that experience that you can take with you so it's not a completely new experience as you...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, just to be in a different country, see their culture, what it's like over there, you know, it's different, obviously, than being in America. So, you know, get to interact with the people over there and things like that was definitely something you could take with you.
So were you excited when you saw the schedule this year and saw, oh, going back to London?
That's it was cool. You know, it's definitely a cool experience. Obviously, it's a long flight and things like that, but, you know, no longer than, I guess, going out to the West Coast or something like that.
Does it feel a little rushed compared to last time you said you had the whole week, now you're only going?
Not necessarily. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we'll get out there. We'll get out there plenty of time to... you know, adjust to the time and all that stuff. So it'll be a good experience for the guys that haven't been.
You guys are all about routine, though, and trying to have that mm-hmm. similar. You've had pretty much a routine going since July.
Right.
How difficult is it to you're going to be taken out of that?
You know, but that just comes with traveling. Anytime you play on the road, it doesn't matter where you really are. Your routine gets a little bit adjusted, and you got to, you know, kind of adjust to where you are and the things that you're doing. So, you know, we'll adjust and we'll get those things going right.
How are you feeling right now?
Good. Yeah, I'm getting better. You know, just working hard at trying to get healthy so I could get back out there on the field.
Can you make the trip?
I don't know yet. I got to talk with the trainers and everybody. So.
Kill you to have to watch?
What's that?
Is it killing you having to watch?
Yeah, it's hard, man. I mean, as a competitor, you know, a guy that, you know, wants to be out there contributing, helping your team, it's hard to watch. But I'm glad we won. You know, that was a big win for us. So those guys are playing good.
All right, so what are you going to do when you go over there? You got a list of things. You're going to go try to see the queen? What's the...
Yeah, if she'll let me. No, I don't know. No list, you know, just kind of whatever.
For you guys defensively, it's sort of unique that this team's offensive coordinator worked closely with the quarterback you're facing this mm-hmm. week. Is there anything that Josh can tell the defensive players about any tendencies that Sam Bradford has?
I hope so. We'll find out, you know. We haven't talked with him yet, but, yeah, we hope. I mean, we'll watch that guy on film. He's a good quarterback, you know. He spreads the ball around, so we're going to have to be ready for him and try to pick up on some of his tendencies and things that he's doing on the field.